The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on this Friday, January the 4th. We're glad to have you with us today. And I've got an old friend of mine. We go back many, many years. Wanda Hoffman. Good to have you here, Wanda. Yeah. And Wanda, you are representing Adult Day Connections.
Yes.
Now, we've talked about Adult Day Connections on Radio Friends a couple of times, but go ahead and refresh our memories, what the organization is.
Basically, we've been in service for 23 years. It's an adult daycare on campus, just off the edge of campus, so we're easy to get to. We've had 536 participants that we've served them and their families so far. Mm-hmm. To now, right now we have 39.
Yeah.
And our ages, they range actually from 48 to 99.
And what's nice about this, these are people who don't need to go to a nursing home.
Right.
They don't need 24-hour care. But if they can't be left alone for a period of time, maybe they're recovering from a stroke or recovering from surgery, what a wonderful place to go.
Majority of our folks have family members or caregivers at work or have other things that they need to do. Sometimes it's just for respite care. Mm-hmm. But as you say, they don't need to be in a 24-hour long-term care facility. So they bring them to us during the day so they know they're safe, they're cared for, they're being engaged, they get some exercise, they get some interaction with others. We're schooled in the School of Health Professions at the university.
So this is a part of the university.
Yes. So we have benefit from students that are in OT, PT, social work, interns, journalism students use us. We're just kind of a nice little capsule that they can come in and interview folks, and then it gives our folks kind of a connection to that generation also.
Yeah.
I love the interaction between that age students and like the 80 and 90 year olds, especially our veterans.
Yeah. And you've got, you have an unlimited supply of knowledge from the people who are there talking to the young people.
Very much so.
You know, it's like the young people have that opportunity to plug in to that knowledge base of our seniors.
We have had students who actually came to us thinking they were going to go into early education and actually changed their majors after being with us and said, I think I'm going to go into elder care or intergenerational programs because they were so impressed with us.
If somebody would want the assistance of Adult Day Connection, I want to say Adult Daycare Connection. Adult Day Connection. What do they do? How do they get in contact?
They give us a call at 573-882-7070. Or you can find us at adultdayconnection.com.
And it's floor is the fee. It's a sliding scale, isn't it?
We have some funding sources.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. And is there space available now?
Yes. Our census actually right now is kind of low. We have some snowbirds that have gone away for the winter.
Yeah.
We have one lady who's in Vegas right now visiting family. She'll be back after the first of the year.
And she'll have some stories to tell.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Okay.
We have a young lady from Israel who's actually visiting a family member, and she'll be back after Christmas.
Okay.
So it's pretty varied. We work with the families really closely to see what their needs are. We have people that come a half day. We have people that come 5 days. We have people that come 2 days a week.
Yeah, but there is no overnight.
It's just during the day.
All right. Okay. Wanda Hoffman, thank you so much for coming by.
Can I plug one more thing?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. We are having a fundraiser on the 18th of every month at Ruby Tuesdays. If you go into Ruby Tuesdays with one of our flyers you can get from us or just mention us, they'll give us 20% of the take that night.
Oh, and come as a fundraiser. Okay, so that's when? Every
18th of every month.
Okay, so this is January 4th, so that would be next week, or the week after next?
Two weeks from now.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so and they get 20%. Support. If you mention it, mention Adult Day Connection. Get 20%.
To their server.
Thank you for coming by, Wanda. Okay, good to have you. What's the phone number? One more time.
573-882-7070.
Okay. Now, stay where you are because I want to introduce you to Joe G. Dillard. Good to have you here, Joe G. Dillard.
I use that because that's my name.
Joe G. Dillard. He's written a book called A Full Cup of Joe. And there's some pretty funny stuff in here, Joe. Yeah. Some of the stuff we can't even read on the air.
I'm just a magnet. These are all true stories.
Yeah.
I didn't make them up.
No, they're true stories, the things that you have heard and that
observed,
have happened to you.
Modestly embellished.
Oh, they are
modestly embellished.
Okay. Why did you decide to write a book?
Well, I'm a storyteller. And I was telling yet another story to the family one night, and our grandson, in whom I'm well pleased, said, "Grandpa, you got to write a book."
Uh-huh.
And I said, "What would it call it?" He said, "Call it A Cup of Joe." And I said, "That sealed the deal. I'm going to call it A Full Cup of Joe."
So the stories that are in here are all stories that you have heard throughout your life.
Either that or have happened. Most of them happened to me.
Okay.
Not that I've heard. Well, there are that's the other snippets of life, as I call it.
Uh-huh.
Just little things that I've heard down through the years.
Yeah, and some of these things that you've heard are hysterical, and we have all heard. We've all heard from time to time. And I just picked out a couple of these.
Well, one, of course, and my wife will kill me. I'm dead meat now. But, you know, my wife is very cold-natured. And so we had decided we were going to get cremated. Well,
and your wife are going to get cremated.
We're going to get cremated. And so I said it would be the only time in her life she was truly warm.
Okay, because you said your wife is cold natured.
Very cold natured.
When she's cremated, the only time she'd actually be warm. There was one little story I read in here this morning. It was you were going into Boone Electric to pick up a...
Pick
up a cookbook.
My wife is the world's best cook.
Uh-huh.
And early in our marriage, we got it really straightened out. She could cook and I couldn't. She said, mm-hmm. "You bring home the bacon and I'll fry it."
Mm-hmm.
And they had this cookbook on sale, so I went in to get her one. And I was telling this gal about how good a cook she was. I just stepped back and opened my arms, big old belly hanging out, and said, "Body by Betty." she was still laughing when I walked out the door.
One other one that I remembered reading this morning, you were at work and a young lady came in and she said, "I had the very best breakfast that I've ever had in my life. I had bacon and eggs." And you said, "Oh, isn't that wonderful? You had a chicken embryo."
Chicken embryo and brown-eyed pork. Brown-eyed baby pig, I guess it was.
And that kind of set her off, didn't it,
right.
The rest of the day. So this is what the book... It really is a good book.
Yeah. Let me read you another one if you have time.
Is it something we can read on the air?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
It's entitled, "Do Not Fill Beyond This Line." But by the way, I named all the stories first and then wrote them later.
Okay, real quick, because we got less than 30 seconds.
Well, we're coming back from vacation. My wife is driving. We looked out the car window at the sign in the distance, and I couldn't see it, so I asked our youngest daughter what she said. It says, "Do not fill beyond this line."
Okay. All right. Where's the book available?
It's available at the Tiger Spirit.
Okay.
And University of Missouri Bookstore.
All right. It's called A Full Cup of Joe. We're out of time. Thank you for joining us, Joe. Right. Have yourself a good weekend. Bye-bye.